Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another edition of the Vince Brown Show, starring me, your host, the V, Vince Brown, and once again, we back at it, family. And if you can't tell the excitement in my voice, I'm excited to talk to y'all, family. It's been another week, another Thursday has gone past. We still out here, baby. We still out here living. Listen, okay, now I was very proud over the past 2 weeks of seeing all the engagements of the protests and all the attention drawn to the Black Lives Matter movement and all the attention drawn to the black issues going on in our country daily, weekly, monthly, yearly, all the damn time. But, you know, and again, I might be a little biased because I do, like I told y'all before, live my world pretty much daily in the back of a truck loading some boxes. And nowadays, shit's getting hot, so sweating, shit's heavy, shit's bullshit. But, you know, maybe because I may not be scrolling that much, and again, I try not to. But, at least on my timeline, looks like some of these timeline protesters have gone ahead and kept scrolling. That's why I tell you the truth, man. This whole thing is so fickle, and it can go both ways sometimes. Because I was talking to a few friends of mine, I think I told y'all last time, but I told you, man, I hate meme culture, and that's the culture we live in. It's this monkey see, monkey do type shit. Oh, that's funny, and you did something funny, so I'm going to do exactly what you do, and then I'm going to be funny too. That's meme culture. That's like and share culture. Like, that's, it's not a lot of original going on around here, man. It's a lot of bitten ideas from all aspects, man. I'm trying to tell you, I've seen it all types of times. You see it on TikTok every day as you scroll through. See it on Facebook and shit. See it on Instagram and shit. But that's just what it is. That's just the culture as it goes. And I understand that. I do. I understand that shit. But the thing about meme culture is, once the meme stops being popular, and once all the shares and the likes die down, I told you, it becomes a don't forget, a make sure that you remember, a scroll heart this if you see this on your timeline type shit. Like, that's all it starts to become, man. So for all the timeline protesters, it's, you know, I really think that their times to scroll on has, you know, be, you know, has come. Now, for all the real protesters, for all the ones still out there on the front lines, I shout y'all out. I appreciate y'all. And from the back of the truck, I give y'all my full support. I do. But from the side of the essential workers that have worked through the pandemic and worked through the protests, can a nigga get some love? That's all I want. That's it. Can I get a check? That's all I want. Can't get a check. I'm tired of this shit, man. I want to talk about something real fast that's been on my motherfucking heart. But all this essential workers, why are we working harder and still getting paid less? Why is it summertime and people still sitting at home but still making more money than me in their air conditioning, not sweating, while I'm over here not making as much money but still sweating ham hocks in this motherfucker? Why? 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 That's all I'm saying. Now, listen, I don't know who I need to talk to about that. I've been seeing a couple posts that say hashtag Governor Northam on the motherfuckers. And I don't know if Governor Northam is finna see him or hit that like button or that share button himself and go, you know what, maybe I should pay these essential workers a little bit more money. Now, listen, I'm not really the type of person to bitch about money like that. Here's why. Okay, here's why. Because I understand in the grand scheme of life, I am making chump change. Okay, I get that. You know, I get that there's bigger money in the future. I get that. I'm with that. But for these workers, still on the front line, still going and busting their backs day in and day out, I don't know about you, but I would like a paycheck. Now, everybody else getting their little $600 on the side. Now, I support that. Everybody need their little extra money in the pandemic times. And you know, when the government shut down, the government ain't shut down. Hell, they're the only ones still telling us the bullshit. But when the country shuts down, everybody still needs some change in their pocket. And I get that. But where is my coronavirus pandemic hazard pay? That's all I'm really wondering, to tell you the truth. Let me tell you something. I would have loved to have been out there, and that's one reason why I loved seeing, I think I told y'all before, I loved seeing all of the people and the numbers and the protests. And I love seeing the support that it garnered and it got, man. I'm telling y'all, bro. I love seeing that shit. Let's tell the truth, though. I think we talked about this last time, but I don't think half those people would be out there if they was at work. Just my opinion. Might be an unpopular one, but just my opinion. But they wasn't at work, so they was out protesting, making some noise, some much needed noise, and I appreciate that. For the people who still had to work through this shit, couldn't protest, couldn't fight being sick, hell, half these goddamn countries, all this excitement in my voice, yeah, got me going back and forth. Y'all know how I get sometimes. All these goddamn companies and shit that got the sick people walking around in them still working. Can't shut down because they need me tomorrow. But still going in there working today. Don't matter, sick or not. That's how it is, man. But don't none of that matter. Long as them products keep getting shipped out. Long as everything keep running smoothly. Long as everything keep going good. On behalf of the essential workers that make sure shit keep going good, fuck y'all. I need a dollar, dollar, dollar is what I need. Hey. Y'all remember that song? I still need my dollar. I'm so happy that everybody's still doing good. And they say, thank you, essential workers. We love y'all so much, man. It's been some beauty behind these bullshit times, man. It was a shout out to the essential workers. People got a chance to see how much the country needs essential workers. We got a chance as a country or as black people to come together. And the country got a chance to put a face on racism recently. And I will say racism recently, because that's not really a face to racism. You got to go back and look up the history of all that. But to garner the support that was behind it was a beautiful, beautiful thing. Now, to see all this togetherness and to see some of the things that the country really needed, I still need my dollar. That's all I'm saying. Can a nigga get some hazard pay? Can I get two woo-woos for some hazard pay? Woo-woo. That's all I'm saying. That's all I want. That's all I need today. Now, I know some of y'all may be thinking, well, Vince, what the fuck would you do with your hazard pay? If you done did a whole podcast about hazard pay, what you really got planned for the hazard pay? How much money you really want, Vince? Listen, I'm not the one who can put a number on the hazard pay. Why? I told y'all, because I'm not really the one to bitch about money like that. It's not really my thing. I just kind of know money come and go in life. It's going to be money coming in. It's going to be money going out. That's just how money work. But if you throw me in some bullshit and I gotta work through it, and the only reason I'm working through it is because you pay me, and now it's more bullshit, I kind of won't get paid more for the more bullshit. Y'all do too. Tell the truth. Now, what's my plan for the hazard pay money? Tell you the truth, save, man. Save and invest. Save and invest in my dream, in my future, and to further my goals in the direction that I'm going. That's what. I would love to take some of this extra money that's flying around and invest it in myself, just as I see some of my good friends doing to this day. I'm proud of y'all. I'm happy for y'all. I hope y'all thrive and be successful in your endeavors. I can't wait to see the fruits of your labor as they come out. But I would love to invest and further myself with y'all. But until I get my dollar, my checks is still looking the same and the nigga still working twice as hard. So, I just want some hazard pay. Can I get two whoop whoops for some hazard pay? Oh, whoop whoop. That's all I'm saying. Now, I know this wasn't the episode y'all was expecting. And I know maybe not a lot of people have stayed to the end of this episode. But if you have stayed to the end of this episode and you have heard my entire rant about hazard pay and me wanting my check and me needing my dollar, 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 that's what I need. Hey, hey, I appreciate you. I love you, family. I hope y'all have a great rest of the week. I hope y'all have a great next week. I'll talk to y'all again next Thursday. We coming back here same time. Well, hell, same day. That's for damn sure. Same day. Thursday, baby. The Vince Brown Show. I love y'all, family. Thank you so much for tuning in. And I will talk to y'all later. Peace.